Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just a phenomenal weekend for the 49ers.
Sure.
I do want to make sure that we've got a lot of that in our repertoire today, that this is incredible.
I think the Cardinals used the promo code GIFT in their game.
Very well
to Tennessee.
Played. They sure did.
Yeah, because
they sure did.
I don't know if I've ever seen, and we did this on the crossover before, about I'd have to think long and hard about other games in professional sports that were that gifty because you had a guy running by himself for a touchdown. He dropped the ball, and it was a touchback. He didn't score. And then you had a turnover that you got, and then you immediately gave it up, and your own teammate kicked it in the end zone for the other team to recover?
There's no way for your words to do justice of the two plays you're talking about. I just want to invite everybody, open up an internet window near you, wherever you want, and go look at these two plays that Dibs is talking about. DeMercado becomes the second player this year to basically just give the ball away before he crosses the goal line in a walk-in touchdown. Adonai Mitchell did it for the Colts a couple of weeks ago
right. At
L.A. against the Rams, blew that game. This absolutely would have ended the game. It was start of the fourth quarter would have been 28-3, game totally over, but he flips the ball right as he's crossing the goal line, and it goes out the back. Tennessee gets the ball. They stay in the game. But later in the game, Cam Ward threw a tipped ball that got intercepted. And then as the interceptor stood up, he dropped the ball. And then it basically looked like a bar of soap was rolling around at the bottom of a shower. And someone kicked it. It squirted over there. Somebody else grabbed it. It flew through four Cardinals and ends up in the end zone. Titans fall on it. They were still losing. And then they still had to go down and score again, which they did. But you'll give yourself a laugh. And a wow if you go watch these plays. You're right. Arizona gagged one worse than I've seen anyone do all year.
They're up 21-6, and DeMercado runs 72 yards for a...
Gone.
Right. So you'd be up 28-6 at that point with 12 minutes to go. It's night-night, but instead, no, it's a touchback, and Tennessee scores, and then you punt, and then you have a way to, buck up, and you're able to get... You're able to get a stop when you need a stop, and it's an interception, but you fumble, and then they score again. It just, the whole thing was Keystone Cops, and it's a long way to say, what a weekend for the Niners.
Tremendous.
Seattle lost to a really good team, and you get to play that really good team. You beat the Rams. Arizona spit up all over themselves. Philadelphia, that wasn't a choke job, but that was kind of a head-scratcher.
Yeah.
Denver's good.
Denver's good. But it's 17-3 in the fourth quarter, and you're building, and you're the best running team anyone's ever seen, and you haven't lost a football game
in a calendar year.
In the last 17 times that you've put on a uniform.
Actually, 20 times, if you count the playoffs. They've won 20 of 21, counting the playoffs, Philadelphia.
Really?
I think that's the number.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd have to look that up.
I thought
17 was including playoffs.
I think it was Nance and Romo.
I could be wrong.
That's right, Jim. And, they absolutely, they didn't choke it, but they had 12 different ways to win that game. Denver could not score. Believe me, as a guy who has Cortland Sutton on his fantasy team and R.J. Harvey on the bench and Evan Ingram as well, they did nothing. And then yet you let them keep hanging around, right?
Yep.
And they hung around, and that's the way that went.
Yeah, just incredible. I'm actually looking, maybe it's with Hurts playing or whatever. The Eagles actually lost to the Washington Commanders on December 22nd last year, week 16. So I don't know where this that number must be with Jalen Hurts. They had not lost in whether it was 17, 20, whatever it is. Yeah. I'd have to go count it up because Jalen Hurts did not play in that game.
The number that I gave was 20 of 21.
20 of 21.
And that includes that game they lost.
But I think with Jalen Hurts, they literally had won. Here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then the four in the postseason. So that's 14. And then go to this year, where there had been four. So I'm seeing it as 18 games in a row when Jalen Hurts starts.
Yeah, Hurts actually started that game against Washington, and he...
He got knocked out.
Four passes, and he's out. But the thing that I heard from, I think it was Nance and Romo, who were on the game this weekend, by the way, the big game down there in Tampa, 20 of 21, including the playoffs, and yet that was the way you lost that game, where you have this great running back who was... absolutely epic last year, and you don't run him at all?
Six carries and 11 carries for the team in a game where
11
carries.
Oh my God.
And only two for Jalen Hurts, six for Saquon Barkley, and you're up by 14 in the fourth quarter. I didn't get it. I did not understand it. Anyway, back to our listeners, 888-957-9570, Kirk in Los Altos Hills. Hi, Kirk. What's going on, man? Thanks for calling.
No, thank you for having me. No, I just called in response to what you posited was the question as to if Mac Jones was still healthy or after Brock Purdy got healthy and he came back and was ready to go, would you stick with Mac Jones? And my question is a resounding and absolute yes. I think he's – that's my opinion. I'm no football guy really of great import, but I've just watched the way he plays, the way he throws. He's tall enough to see over the defensive line, and he's got pizzazz on his throws, and they're accurate, and he's a leader, and Purdy is too to a certain degree. And I will admit it, it's a close race, so to speak. But, yeah, if it were me, I would, even after, as long as Mac Jones is upright and healthy, I would stick with him absolutely.
You've watched Mac Jones now play these three football games. You've watched Brock Purdy, if you're a Niner fan, for better part of four seasons, two of which have ended up in at least the NFC title game. And off of these three games that the 49ers won, these one-score games, you've decided that Mac Jones is clearly a better presence than Purdy back there.
I would say I'm no scientist. I don't have enough. That's not enough power in the analysis to make that absolute conclusion. Nor would I say that he's clearly, the one to pick. It's just that if I had to choose, he would be my guy. No. And I just think Purdy is, prone to injuries to a certain degree. We've seen Jones's toughness. If I were I'm getting way over my skis here. But if everything stayed the same and Jones was healthy and he was looking good, I'd package up all that money you gave Brock Purdy and see if there was another club that needed a quarterback.
Yeah, Kirk, thanks, appreciate it. Yeah, you don't need to qualify the opinion with all the just my opinion, and I'm no football person. Like, we're all just everything's all welcome here. That's fine. I don't understand, first of all, the idea that you could package up Purdy and another team, or Mac, quite frankly, is going to be dying for it. Like, the rest of the league comfortably sees the same thing all of you do, which is that no, they wouldn't be as good without Kyle Shanahan. They wouldn't. And that's okay. That's okay. That's what I would love to get to. I'd love to get to a spot where somehow that's not a criticism of the quarterback. Because I know where people's minds will go when we say that. Well, then why would you pay him? Because not everybody comes in and runs it at that level. Is everybody maybe the best version of themselves? Is everybody able to maybe win football games? I mean, I wouldn't even say that. No, not everybody is able to win football games. But a lot of good quarterbacks can come in and win football games without saying, actually, they can take us all the way to the end. The biggest flaw And the whole argument that I hear from people right now is that you've decided based on three early season narrow victories that Mac Jones has something that Brock Purdy doesn't, when Brock Purdy has already shown that in this system, he is a quarterback who not only wins football games, but maneuvers through the playoffs and gets all the way to the end. That is not proven for, quite frankly, I mean, I guess you could say Garoppolo did it once, maybe even multiple times. He won playoff games. But that has not been, we've got no evidence of that on Mac Jones. And I find it to be wild how quickly that history under Brock Purdy has gotten brushed aside through this first month of the season.
Well, the history, I don't think, is what people are looking at. It's a small sample, and it's got people thinking about what if. What if you didn't give Brock Purdy $53 million a year, and what if you just decided to roll with what you have here? And I know Brock Purdy wouldn't have come back and played, whatever. Maybe you would have given Brock Purdy 1 year and $30 million, and, or 1 year and $50 million, whatever the contract would be. Yeah. Let's put the contract aside. I do think the hypothetical that people are wrestling with is, what if you had Mac Jones and Brock Purdy and the contract wasn't the thing? Like, what would you want going forward? Would you want Mac Jones for a bargain, or would you want Brock Purdy for $265 million?
Brock Purdy.
Right. I don't Brock think that Purdy. Everybody agrees with you.
But I'm not trying to go 4-1. I'm trying to win the Super Bowl. I'm trying to win the Super Bowl. This is the big thing, and it sucks. It sucks so bad because Mac has been so impressive.
Oh, yeah.
Mac has been such a warrior.
My guy.
Such a warrior. I don't want to do anything that diminishes how incredibly impressive this is. But all of you who think this way are taking three early season victories, one by three in overtime, one by one against the Cardinals, and one by five against the New Orleans Saints. You're taking those three victories, and you are now deciding that that is evidence of Super Bowl-level prowess. And I think that that's absolutely crazy. What have you seen? We were exhausted and amazed Thursday night.
Yeah, yeah.
Super Bowls are not built off of, wow, how the hell did we do that? Super Bowls are built off of, yeah, dude, eat that. We just came into your building and showed you what's up.
Well, we don't know what Super Bowls are built off of here.
Yes, we do.
It's been forever.
Yes, we do.
It's been 30 years.
Dibs, come on.
You're with me, you know.
But you're with me. He's been right up against the end of the season twice.
Sure.
In a very, very early career.
He has.
And when those seasons were rolling, we were watching a football team that was pounding people.
Right.
They were strutting into people's buildings like what?
Well, you didn't strut into Philly, and then his injury proneness.
I think you did strut into Philly.
Well, I mean,
I think you did.
You didn't have the lead till Josh Johnson got you in the end zone. And
well, but that's
a fact.
He got hurt. He did strut into Philly once.
He got
they
hurt
kicked Philly's
in
butt.
The regular season.
Yeah, I understand.
But
we don't have
your
any other
point is about the playoffs. And so
yes.
I think that it's right for people to wonder, especially for next year when the 53 kicks in, what could that $53 million actually mean? And
okay.
You and I were talking during the break about Deebo Samuel, and turns out Deebo has not lost a step. He actually might have gained a step. And I don't know how much of yesterday you watched. Actually, I do. You watched all of it because you're a junkie.
Yep.
You are like the people I pass by on my way to walk to the parking garage. You're a junkie.
I got no reason to not be there, dude. Like,
Deebo Samuel he did not lose a step.
No.
And so I'm not saying that he was a cap casualty. He was a casualty of a lot of different things. But next year, if you had that $53 million, could you not think that you'd be a better team?
You're allowed to think that,
right.
And that's completely fair. I just think that there's kind of an intricate answer to that because it's kind of like you look at the way the earth is built, right? Like at the core, you have to have at the core somebody who has the ability to take this outfit all the way. You have to have that.
And that's Kyle Shanahan the core, right?
Agreed, yeah. But then the very next piece of that is going to be the quarterback.
That's the mantle.
And so I look at it as you've already got proof of concept. I know he doesn't have a ring, but you have proof of concept of getting to the end, moving all the way to the end with Brock Purdy. You don't have that proof with Mac Jones. Does Mac need all this stuff to go? Does Brock need all of these things to go right around him? Yes. Yes, yes. You have to have good teammates. You have to have relative health. I'm so glad you brought up Deebo Samuel. Deebo is a wonderful example to me of what we're talking about today. Why did Deebo Samuel suck last year? Because now I'm going to take away from you the idea that he's dust and that he's lost it and that he's washed. We have a thousand text messages in our archives.
Yeah.
Deebo is washed.
It's because of Brock Purdy, Mark.
But he's not washed. So why did Deebo stink last year?
Because they all stunk. Like, the offense was not good.
Why did they all stink?
I'm going to point the finger at Brock Purdy.
Why? No, you're not. You're being sarcastic.
I'm totally being sarcastic.
Because everything with the organization was rotten from the inside out last year for about 132 different reasons.
The majority of them were not good last year.
Right.
Like Kittle was good, and that might be the end of the list. Yeah. Juwan was awesome.
Your defense stunk. Your defensive coordinator was in over his head.
Your running back was hurt.
Your running back was hurt. Your star receiver dragged the whole organization through a thing.
Your tackle missed a bunch of games.
Missed a bunch of games. We
no
don't
doubt.
Need to redo history.
Nope.
You all were here. So when you come out of last year and what you come up with was, well, Brock wasn't very good. That's like somebody putting a 7-course meal in front of you. You take one bite of a little cucumber and you don't like it and you're like, crappy meal. You got to look at this whole damn thing. Sure, Brock was kind of mediocre last year, and there are reasons for that. And this put a cape on and just grab crappy organization and take it to the promised land by yourself because we paid you thing is cartoonish.
It's rare.
It doesn't exist.
Well, I mean, Mahomes has kind of done that, and he did it with a great offensive line and a great defense and the best defensive coordinator in football. So,
great coach,
you and I always talk about complimentary football, and like last year is a great example where your defensive coordinator was not ready for the job, and your defense wasn't good enough. Your offense struggled. You had injuries, and this year you've got a great defensive coordinator who's doing a lot of good things with your defense. And so, yeah, Mac Jones looks better now than Mac Jones would have looked last year. I totally agree with you, but I just wonder about, you know, what fans would think about $53 million for a quarterback when your replacement is, I mean, he's not as good as Brock, but he's close enough to where $53 million might be poorly spent.
Here's what a lot of people would say, and I don't know how you'd answer this. Actually, someone just texted it to us. Boxer and Gerson, work injury attorneys, text line 925. I just don't think Purdy is $45 million better than Mac Jones. These contracts are so overinflated, you can say that's just the going rate, but in my opinion, Brock, and most quarterbacks for that matter, are not worth that much of a percentage of the cap. All right, so if you looked at me and said, hey, is Brock $45 million better than Mac? No.
Of course not.
But I don't think that's relevant. Because all Brock has to be is this much better than Mac.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And I'm holding my fingers pretty close together.
It's pretty small.
That's it. I don't care about the money. The question you should ask yourselves is Mac Jones, have you seen something that tells you Mac Jones is good enough to go to a bowl? I haven't. I could be wrong, but I've not seen something that tells me, I bet that guy could lead a team to a Super Bowl. I don't need to ask that question with Brock Purdy. I already know it to be true. even though he did not win the ring.
Right. So he got there with an amazing cast of characters who all were healthy.
And often, whoever goes to the Super Bowl has an amazing cast of characters, just like Jalen Hurts did last year. Jalen Hurts has an amazing, like a freaking amazing, the best offensive line in football, the best running back in football, a 30 million receiver over there and a 25 million receiver over there and a phenomenal tight end and a great defense and all of it. He had all of those things. It's okay to be surrounded by greatness. It does not make you weak. I know Brock Purdy can go to a Super Bowl. So if he can and Matt can't, then that to me is worth infinity. I don't, is he 45 million more or better? No. No, but I don't think that's the question we're asking.
But we don't know that Matt can't, and we didn't know that Brock could until Brock did.
Correct, but now you do.
Right.
Now you do, and are you willing to give that up for the maybe, even if you admit, he looks about $3 million worse. Okay, what if that $3 million is the difference? Because this is all a game of inches.
But it's $45 million different.
Whatever.
So that's
whatever.
It's a big difference.
Okay.
And the answer is yes, I would be willing to take that chance. And, you know, I was in...
Really?
And I don't want to be too personal about it, but I was in a marriage that was... It was great. I mean, it's good. I mean, it was fine. It was... You know what it was, Mark? It started out elite Super Bowl level, and then by the end, it was like a 10-7 season.
Okay.
Playoffs. It was
okay.
It was the Mike Tomlin of marriages. We had Big Ben early, and we won a bowl. And after that, we were always good. You know, we were always good.
Well,
but I wanted to go out there, and I wanted to get that.
You wanted
13-4.
To go be great. Yes.
I wanted that 15-2. So
this
are
is
you asking
play
me
to win the game?
Thank you. I would roll those dice if I believed in it. And this is all hypothetical because it's too late now because you put a ring on Mac. But I mean, you put a ring on Brock. But
yes.
Yeah, I'm not afraid to roll the dice on things. You know that about me.
Yeah, but I could take the point you just made and spin it the other way as well, which is that like you left a marriage that was like is good. It was good, but I wanted great. Maybe that's actually what the 49ers did here. Like Mac Jones on the Niners, he can be good. He can be good, but we're willing to pay for what we believe is going to be great. Or, quite frankly, we have already seen that given the right situation is great. Because that's what Brock has shown. Like Brock, 2 years ago, was legitimately great. He was in the MVP race for crying out loud.
So, until Christmas.
Until Christmas. Right. Right. So all of these things get baked into the conversation. I get what you're saying. I completely get what you're saying. And I don't think it's nuts if what you want to say is I'll take a dip at the QB a little lower so that I can build more around him.
Right.
That's a philosophy. I wouldn't do it. Maybe you would. But I don't think the question is Brock $45 million better than Mac? Of course not. Of course he's not. But maybe he's only a million better than Mac. But that's the million that could get you over the top.
Or it's the $44 million like, that could cost you.
Maybe. Is Steve Kerr, $15 million better than Mark Jackson? Well, you just needed something to spin it little bit further. A little bit further, and then you became a dynasty.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.